Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the courts and Trump. I'm Sherry Preston at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We will hear argument this morning in case 23939, Trump versus United States.
Chief Justice John Roberts says a member of Donald Trump's legal team, attorney John Sauer, argues that anyone serving in the office of the U.S. presidency deserves absolute immunity from prosecution of acts committed while in office.
If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
Special Counsel Jack Smith, who is moving ahead with a January 6th election interference case against Donald Trump in federal court, says presidents are not above the law, and if they commit crimes, they must be prosecuted. Donald Trump is not at the high court today. He is required to be there in person at his criminal hush money case in New York. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin says UW-Platteville will vacate its Richland Center branch campus on July 1st. Local officials say they were caught by surprise. Senator Kelda Royce spoke about state support for the UW system at a forum in Muscadet this week.
State support for the universities has in my lifetime gone from just under half of the revenue that they get to between 11 and 15%.
The UW has closed 5 2-year branch campuses in a year and a half. Donald Trump is coming back to Wisconsin next week. Trump is set to speak in Waukesha next Wednesday. The Republican is on trial for 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a sex scandal. Trump has a narrow lead over President Biden in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The field for the 94th Assembly District grew this morning when Republican Ryan Huebsch announced he was running to unseat Democrat Steve Doyle from office. Doyle defeated Huebsch in a close race in 2022. The redrawn 94th Assembly District includes the area north of La Crosse, including Onalaska, Holman, and parts of Trempealeau County. Doyle is seeking his 7th elected term in office. The district is projected to lean Republican based on results from recent elections. The National Drought Monitor says that for the first time in nearly a year, most of Wisconsin has normal conditions. The areas in drought shrank from 28% to 19%, while the abnormally dry parts of the state went from 75% all the way down to 43%. The worst drought areas in the state are far north central Wisconsin and the lower Wisconsin River Valley, or south of I-90, but north of the Wisconsin River. Plenty of rain is in the forecast for this weekend, which could improve conditions locally. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers with a win in Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers held on to a 3-2 win over the Pirates. Pittsburgh walked in a couple of Brewer batters in the third. Milwaukee very shorthanded for pitchers. Bryce Wilson got his second chance at starting a game. Manager Pat Murphy.
I'm finding that out right now. I'm finding out I like him as a starter. I think he can do it. And I think he's getting started at it, you know, and I think he's very, very capable.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tomorrow afternoon in Game 3 of their best-of-7 series. Chris Middleton says he's all right after missing part of the first half of the last game, getting a sore ankle retaped. College hoops, more players entering the transfer portal for more NIL cash. Greg Gard last night in Madison asked about A.J. Storr and Chucky Hepburn leaving the program.
I'm not mad at anybody because, or specifically Chucky and AJ, if anybody in their right mind told any of you guys or gals that you could go triple your income, you'd do it in a heartbeat.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Clear this evening. Some clouds and showers after midnight tonight. Our low 45 tomorrow. Windy, cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms and a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Friday morning, Sandy Williams will be here for our regular conversation. We'll talk about the overlooked accomplishments of the Biden administration and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. So very happy to have you along with us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff, coming to you from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation. You are part of the show, 2-855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up next hour, we will talk sports. NFL draft, Calvin, I know you're pretty excited about that. That is coming up. It starts tonight. So Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company will be here to talk all things sports balls at 11:33. And then at 11:50, weather and wine with Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Find out what's coming up for the weekend, see what we can expect. And we also have Brewers tickets.
That means another trivia question!
We have trivia, Brewers trivia coming up for you. Tickets for Saturday night's game. The Brewers hosting the Yankees at MFM Field at 6:10. So your chance to pick up those tickets for Brewers trivia is coming your way at 11:21. Wanted to start off, though, all kinds of breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of...
It's
have to take a breath.
It's just like all around our feet, broken news, just everywhere we look.
So there are arguments being made in front of the Supreme Court right now as we speak on whether or not a United States president should have full and complete immunity forever and ever and ever. It's really quite something. We're going to play a little clip, Calvin. This is Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor asking the Trump attorney to kind of clarify on how far this presidential immunity should extend.
If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
It could, and why? Because he's doing it for personal reasons. He's not doing it like President Obama is alleged to have done it, to protect the country from a terrorist. He's doing it for personal gain. And isn't that the nature of the allegations here? That he's not doing these acts in furtherance of an official responsibility. He's doing it for personal gain.
I agree with that characterization of the indictment, and that confirms immunity.
What? What?
That last sentence, he just kind of slips it in like, I win, peace out.
Ah! Twitter is exploding with coverage of this. Benny Sarlin on Twitter, the Trump legal position is essentially the president can't be impeached after his term ends. Therefore, the window to fully investigate a coup plot, impeach and convict over it, only then prosecute would be all 2 weeks in a January 6th scenario. It's just Looney Tunes.
Yeah, that last line, it would, he just listened to her talk and said, well, yeah, so I'm right.
Yeah.
I'm correct, right?
Sure.
So I'm going to get hit lunch now. We're done for the day, I guess. You know?
His attorney said that the indictment of Trump confirms immunity because the characterization is that there's a series of official acts that were done for an unlawful or corrupt person. Justice Sotomayor interrupting, saying no, because immunity says even if you did it for personal gain, we won't hold you responsible. How can that be? That is essentially what they're arguing, that the president is above the law.
Yes.
In any instance.
Yep.
No matter what.
Yep.
He cannot be held accountable.
And this all came from, if I'm not mistaken, him just standing on stage going, I have to have immunity. I have to have this. Give it to me. Give it to me. Let me have it. Give it to me. And somehow they just got, and that wasn't too far ago. That wasn't too long ago. That wasn't like years ago he said that. He made news about this year. And he's the Supreme Court arguing this point. And they're just, and just like Trump himself, they're like, yeah, and every word you're saying makes me right.
Yeah.
Because I'm right.
Just, and like you said, just give it to me.
Just give it to me.
I should have it.
Yeah.
Because I want it.
Just let me have it.
Kind of like I think he's lived his whole life.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I deserve it. I should have it. And his whole argument, too, Donald Trump has said in the past that no president can effectively govern if he doesn't have complete and total immunity. You know what? Up until you?
Yeah.
It's kind of worked okay.
They've enjoyed a high level of immunity from people trying to sue them for various things. You know, people try to file lawsuits against the president all the time. It doesn't go anywhere because you can't sue him for individual grievances. It's great. The law is working the way it's supposed to work. And it's just you who feels like I don't take responsibility for things. I will never take responsibility for things. I'll say it straight to your face. COVID response, not my fault.
Right.
You know,
I don't take any responsibility at all is what he said.
Price rises, not my fault. All these things, not my fault. Never my fault. So, but now you found an area where the law is saying you are at fault and you are trying to upend the entire system so you can just say, I didn't do it.
Or if I did do it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Essentially, I can do anything. I have complete and total immunity. I can stage a coup. I can try and overturn an election. That's completely fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this argument goes in front of the Supremes today as it continues. And I was texting with Maggie Dawn a little bit earlier before the show, mm-hmm. and I know she's going to be, I'm sure she's going to be talking about this on her show from 2 to 4 p.m. Maggie's a very accomplished attorney.
Yes.
And we'll be able to break this down certainly more clearly than you and I can. She has the experience. Tom from L.A. is on the line. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, Jane, and good morning, Chris, Greg.
You almost got me there, Tom from L.A.
I got you, buddy. Hey, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and the more people that realize that, the more power we the people will have to quit electing representatives that are about giving tax cuts to billionaires and actually do something for we the people. I wanted to actually say one of my grievance that I have, actually, and I just want you guys to be aware of it, or maybe other people will talk about this.
Grieve away.
But it is the top of the hour news and the bottom of the hour news. And what I mean by that is the AP or whatever it is, they said they constantly are saying things like, oh, and Donald Trump is stuck in the courtroom. Well, no, Donald Trump is in the courtroom. We don't have to put the word stuck in there like it's, you know, like it's a hardship for him versus other people. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I hear what you're saying, Tom. And unfortunately, I don't have a direct line to the AP reporters, but I understand your gripe about that. Yeah, he's not stuck. He's there because he got in trouble, and now he's being held accountable. So, yeah, it certainly is. Words are important. We say that all the time. Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah.
Words are important.
Yeah.
Anything else, Tom?
In the courtroom.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, they should be using words like he is in the courtroom. You know, they're obviously stuck. I hear it all the time, and I hear where the AP has some type of bias, I believe, for Trump. Also, the civic media news, I find that a lot of times that they actually are just either putting, you know, they go for the person, of course, that's going to get you the most views, but it's like they stenographer what it is that the Republicans have said. Like this morning, you know, there was this thing.
Okay,
about,
Tom, I'm gonna stop you a little bit because you're kind of going off the side a little bit. I tell you what, Calvin, put Tom on hold, and we will give you, if you want to talk to our news department, we can put you directly in touch with our news department. So go on, put Tom on hold, please, Calvin, and we will get you an email where you can bring this up with them, and that will be more directly. Bill from Oconomowoc also on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for joining us. How you doing?
Oh, great. And as usual, I don't know how your radio station picks such perfect topics for our environment and our culture. But I'd just like to speak a little bit on the news. I find it so ironic that Fox, Newsmax, and all these goofballs on the right think it's unusual that students at a university protest. My God, where were they the last half century?
Yeah.
When you go to a university, you look at everything. You don't look at one thing. So, of course, there's going to be different points of view. That's what a democracy is about. But they act like our country's on fire, yet they walk around the issue of a man with 91 felonies and 26 sexual assaults. They don't even talk about it. Well, history is being made as we speak. This man's on trial because he's making history. It's never happened in our country. He's right. This has never happened. We never had a man with that kind of conviction or charges run for president. So let's not call him Mr. President. Let's call him Mr. Felon.
Well, that and what Tom was talking about semantics and words just before you, Bill, and it drives me crazy when people call him President Trump. He is the former president.
He still retains that title, though.
But he is a former president. He is not the president. That's like David Clark continuing to call himself Sheriff David Clark. It drives me cuckoo.
It makes me crazy.
You used to be. Okay. I used to be color guard in high school. Do I still get to claim that title?
But you get to, never mind. All right. I get your saying.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate it. Karina, we have just about a minute left. What did you want to say? Thank you for listening.
Hi, guys. You know, it's lunacy, absolutely. And the fact is that he's asking for immunity, and that first immunity president is going to be Biden, not him, if they're going to do it. And that means that everything would be just everything what he's accused Biden doing to him will be completely reduced to zero.
Yep.
So he not even calculated to that point. Then, I mean, we're talking about Putin not having an immunity. And all of a sudden, and other thing, which I want to say, Jane, to your point, that he can do anything, including selling his secrets for this government.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Karina, and thank you, as always, for listening. Really appreciate it. Yeah, he's essentially saying, whatever I do, it's all good. All good.
And today, if he did something wrong, he'd be like, well, I'm the former president. I am the president. I'm Donald Trump. I get to do whatever I want, right?
855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
And she starts to cry.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's one of the favorite annual events in the Chippewa Valley. The Chippewa Falls Friends of the Library Book Sale is happening Friday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, April 27th, 9 to noon. There will be books of all types for all ages, along with audio, video materials. Find information at ChippewaFallsLibrary.org. If deadlines are more warrior style. Don't miss the 24-hour project on Saturday, April 27th. It's a chance to see a series of short plays written and directed in less than 24 hours. It's happening all day at the Grand Theater in Eau Claire and includes art and music too. And the Arts West event is set for Monday, April 29th. You'll find an impressive exhibit by artists from across the state at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire. It's the 45th year for Arts West. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, ready to take your calls at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are talking about the arguments happening in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. An attorney for the former president, John Sauer, telling the court that Donald Trump could have legally assassinated his rivals because he should be immune.
Yep.
So it's all good.
Folks, don't worry.
Nothing to see here.
No.
It's all fine. Justice Sonia Sotomayor does not seem inclined. However, she's made several comments about, yeah, we don't have a king.
No.
That's not how it works here. That's kind of why we left.
Yeah, this whole thing of like, I thought we were a freedom-loving, freedom country. And now all of a sudden we've got a guy who wants to be the all-important, all-powerful, immune king.
And above the law.
And a Congress who wants to keep other countries from being free. This is a very weird time to be living in this country. Very, as you said yesterday, I believe you said we live in the upside down.
It feels like it.
Yeah. So, this is...
And especially when we see some of the arguments going... I mean, the mental gymnastics these arguments require is really quite something.
Yeah.
I wish my brain was that elastic. I just don't think it is.
Yeah. I cannot get the sound of that man's voice out of my head.
His Mr. Sauer.
Mr.
John Sauer, that's his name. What?
No, it's just, but his voice too. He sounds like a guy who should be called Mr. Sauer. Hey, everybody. I'm going to talk to you about qualified immunity.
Maybe he's had a cold.
Yeah,
we don't. I've never heard him speak before, so I don't know.
Fair point.
Speaking of the former president, Donald Trump will be in Waukesha, our home base, next Wednesday, May 1st. His second trip here this year since that campaign rally. He showed up on Election Day in Green Bay on April 2nd. According to a news release issued by the campaign, Donald Trump will talk about his efforts to deliver safety and affordability to Wisconsin. And I'm assuming that the safety issue is related to the situation at the border. And we've talked about this. The border is a mess, and the border needs to be addressed. Tragically, there was a bipartisan bill put together by James Lankford of Oklahoma.
Yes.
A very staunch Republican.
Yep.
Who submitted the border deal, and it was rejected.
Because... your boy called up and said, hey, I need that as campaign fodder this fall. Don't do anything about it. And then like 2 weeks later, or not even 2 weeks later, Republicans in D.C. have the nerve to say, Biden's border is a mess.
Yeah, Biden's
this is all
crisis.
His fault. Yeah. I'm assuming he'll probably talk about the border and then he'll ramble on to other things and he'll ramble on to the election. Anything that has to do with safety, because it's going to keep our election safe and freedom safe. And He's gonna freedom our safety and safety our freedom.
In case you're questioning whether or not everyone agrees that Donald Trump is the one who killed the border deal, here's a little clip from Mitch McConnell, also a well-known weakling Republican.
What a snowflake.
I know, right? Calvin, let's play that clip from Mr. Mitch.
The demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson, who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin. And so he had an enormous audience, which convinced a lot of rank-and-file Republicans that maybe this was a mistake. I think the former president had sort of mixed views on it. We all felt that border was a complete disaster, myself included. And Chad, you remember covering the phases we went through. First, there was an effort to make law, which requires you to deal with Democrats. And then a number of our members thought it wasn't good enough. And then our nominee for president didn't seem to want us to do anything at all. That took months to work our way through it.
And here we are.
Yep. Your nominee for president. Our nominee. That's what he said.
Don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
I need that.
Mike from Kenosha is on the line. Good morning, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
No, thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. What a beautiful day today.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with, I believe it was Tom earlier that called in. And, you know, the way that really all of the major media news groups are coddling yet up to today this issue and kind of twisting their vocabulary, their wordsmithing, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still hearing them over and over and over refer to Trump as President Trump, but that in the next breath, they refer to President Biden just as Biden. There's all kinds of little smoke and mirror things here, you know, that you know, they call you mentioned the border a minute ago. They say it's wide open. If they don't say it's an open border or there's challenges in our immigration system that we all know. No, they go superlative. They go off the deep end and get everybody all feared up and mistrustful. Now, for sure, the days of letting the media groups who are absolutely driving the narrative across our nation, to let them continue their smoke and mirror messaging without calling them out, I think is irresponsible and certainly very dangerous.
Well, Mike.
And I would love just one little quick point. You know, Democrats need to flush and clean up their own house, and Republicans in this case need to be responsible and clean up their own house. If Mitch McConnell and the leadership of the Republican Party would not be so far down the rabbit hole with this Donald Trump character, they would take care of this issue on their own. This should be gone. Donald Trump should be removed by this time in 2024. And if we had a healthy two-party system, that would be done.
I absolutely agree with you, Mike. Thank you so very much for calling and thank you for listening. And you're right, Mike. That's why it requires folks to really listen carefully and to read carefully with how things are couched,
mm-hmm.
no matter what news source you're using, right? Yeah. Because those little tweaks can make an enormous difference. They really can. And I can remember when President Obama was in office and I was working somewhere else.
Former President Obama.
Thank you, former President Obama. That's my own gripe. and it was never said out loud, but it was certainly, to my eyes, intentional on the part of some by never to refer to him as president.
Yeah, because there's always those people who say, not my president. Yes,
right,
they are.
Right.
If Donald Trump wins, he's your president. You didn't vote for him, but that's the way it is.
He is still the president of the entire country. Absolutely. Yep. We have news on the way next. Gary from Sussex, I see you there. If you can hang on through the break, we will take you when we come back. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. And this is coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're all the things I've got to remember. Be shy.
Listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin election officials are considering how far election observers need to stand from poll workers on Election Day this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met yesterday to get public feedback on a proposal to make observers stand 3 to 8 feet from election workers. Commissioners will meet again in late June. High school athletic directors in Wisconsin say they need more time and more information before they can support student athletes getting the same kind of name, image, and likeness rights as in college.
Let's make sure we're fully vetted before implementing change. Let's make sure we do this and understand what the consequences are before we make a change.
Jeremy Schlitz of Madison is one of a majority who voted against NIL at Wednesday's meeting of the WIAA. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Voters in the La Crosse School District will have a referendum on their ballot this fall. The newly reorganized school board approved language on a November measure to consolidate 4 elementary schools into 2 facilities. The district is facing declining enrollment and reductions in revenue. At least 2/3 of districts in Wisconsin are reporting declines in the number of students attending. Over 100 school referendums were placed on ballots in the state this spring, with about 60% of them passing. Yesterday, the WIAA's member schools voted down a measure that would have allowed for name, image, and likeness opportunities for high school student athletes.
The number of schools or representatives supporting the motion today, 170. Those denying, 219. The motion does not pass.
Schools approved adding limited video replay to challenge player ejections and the ability for coaches to provide workshops and clinics for students in 8th grade or younger. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Tom Brady will make $375 million as an analyst over 10 years. I'm not trying to denigrate a profession, but $37.5 million a year to say, great catch? I would have done it for half that. The legendary QB will be the subject of a comedy roast on Netflix May 5th. That's right, they're going to roast a handsome 7-time Super Bowl champion who married a supermodel and seems to be liked by everyone, despite his past friendship with Donald Trump. Good luck, writers. The feud between Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian is back in the news. Swift released a song called Thank You, Amy, which references a bully. Swifty fans suspect the song is directed at Kardashian, whose ex-husband, Kanye West, said derogatory things about Swift in 2016, which Kardashian still defends to this day. Taylor Swift is not ready to shake it off and came out swinging through song. In a related story, Kardashian will retaliate with a new sex tape. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A high-pressure system continues to sit overhead today, keeping us happy under sunny skies and highs soaring to 60 degrees. Winds begin to get a little feisty tonight as showers and thunderstorms strike us tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay 1/3 of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
On my next show, the celebration of Earth Week continues. I'm going to be joined by Carrie Schumann, Executive Director of Wisconsin Conservation Voters. Don't miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, ready to take your calls. Join the conversation, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to ruin. Lots of breaking news this morning. Arguments are going on in front of the U.S. Supreme Court on whether or not presidents are entitled to complete immunity. The question arose whether Donald Trump is immune from prosecution for what he did in office while trying to retain power after losing the 2020 election. Donald Trump will be in Waukesha next Wednesday. He's going to be stopping at the Waukesha County Expo Center at 2 p.m. General admission tickets are available. He is expected to talk about his efforts to deliver safety and affordability to Wisconsin. And right before we went to the news, Greg, we were talking about, I'm assuming, I don't know this for certain, but the safety issue will be talking about what's happening at our southern border. Mm-hmm. Gary from Sussex has been very, very patient. Thank you so much for waiting. Gary, what did you want to say?
Well, I'm very patient because I like listening to you guys. Now, I've called a number of times, and I'm a conservative.
Yep.
And I'm a mega Trump fan, but I like talking to you guys because you guys are fair, and you guys are polite to me, and I'm always polite to you guys.
Yes, you are. Yes, you absolutely. Are.
Of course.
And the thing is, the reason I listen to you guys, and not just you guys, but everybody, is because I learn from listening to you guys. And then I watch Fox or I watch Newsweek or, you know, any of the Newsies stations, and then I listen to their side. And then I make my own conclusion. So I really encourage your listeners to start watching Fox. At least you get to hear the other side. Otherwise, the people say, I never watch Fox. I never watch Fox. Well, you know what? You might learn how the other people think. Now, as far as I'm concerned with the border thing, and I, you know, they just, President Biden signed a $95 billion aid package, okay? Now, they sent, I don't know, I didn't break it down, but it was something like 40 or 60 million to Ukraine, a little bit to Taiwan, and a whole bunch of money to Israel. Now, at Colombia, they got these signs, says, don't send any more money to Israel for bombs. Well, you know what? That money, every cent of that money that went to Israel is going to be gone for bombs and bullets and everything else, weapons and cannons and tanks, you know. Taiwan, the same thing. This was, and I support sending this money to Ukraine, but I would sure like to see an audit done and see what exactly they buy, because Ukrainian, like Luzinski, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, he's fine, but I think he might be a little bit on a corrupt side. Who knows the oligarchs that he has and where this money is going? I would like to see this thing audited. And I think that some of the Republicans was against this because you just can't give these guys a blank check. And as far as there wasn't enough money put aside for the border, and I think we need to secure our border. We live in a sovereign nation. I lock my doors at night. I don't want people coming into my house. You know, I can see some of these extreme lefties that don't care who comes across the border. They probably do leave their own homes unlocked at night, you know, and I'm using that as an extreme. I'm making a point.
Okay.
But Biden had the authority to use executive orders to start closing that border. And you guys know that because the day after he was elected president, he shot down everything that all his executive orders that Trump had. So he could close the borders. And you guys know that. And, you know, I want to listen to what you guys have to say.
And thank you so much, Gary. Okay. As always, we genuinely appreciate you calling. We genuinely appreciate your perspective. And you're right. We shouldn't all be living in our own information silos, because that's not good for anybody. It's not.
I don't disagree with you at all. I can't give you specific receipts as far as, like, you know, every single expenditure. But I can tell you of that $95 billion.
Talking about the aid to Ukraine.
Yeah, let's start there. First, $61 billion to Ukraine to replenish their weapons and stockpile. Getting this from the AP. U.S. weapons stockpiles and overall amount provided to Ukraine to purchase weapons, about $13.8 billion. And then $9 billion of economic assistance in the form of forgivable loans. $26 billion is going to Israel and providing humanitarian relief for the people of Gaza. The people. About $4 billion would be dedicated to replenishing Israel's missile defense systems, and more than $9 billion of the total will go toward humanitarian for Gaza and amid the Israel-Hamas war. And then $8 billion going to Taiwan for various things as far as like, you know, towards submarine infrastructure development, an additional $1.9 billion to replenish U.S. weapons provided by provided to Taiwan and other regional allies. So that's, you know, that is not, of course, you know, how much they spent on lunch that day.
It's not, it's not a line item kind of budget.
But that's a basic idea of where the money is going. To answer your question as far as the executive order to just close the borders, honestly, I don't know if he has full and total authority to do that. If he did, why did Trump do that in any of his days in office? Did he close the border 100%, just shut it off so no one could get in? And you talk about the president not doing anything in his time in office. He put forth a package to secure our borders. He worked with both sides of the Republican, or both sides of the aisle, which we mentioned earlier in this show. James Langford from Oklahoma.
Yep. Republican.
Republican. MAGA guy. Loves being conservative. It was voted down because the president of the United States, former president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, hey, put that in your back pocket. Put it in a drawer. I need to campaign on that. You solve this now, I got nothing. And you can't do anything. And I need the flowers on this one. So if Biden hasn't done anything, Trump didn't do anything. And Trump kept them from doing anything in the Congress.
To keep it alive as a campaign issue, yes. As you said. 855-752-4842. Beth from Green Bay has been waiting. Good morning, Beth. Thank you so very much for your patience. What did you want to say?
Hello?
Hi, Beth. Hello?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Wow, she hung on for a really long time to say nothing. You can always call back, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Sue Kalowski on the live stream says, how come we never hear conservatives like MTG talk about the murders that happen in the U.S. daily by Americans? They only want to talk about crimes done by people who are undocumented, which is rare. And I'm fairly certain, Sue, that you're right, and I think that they have found that undocumented people commit far fewer crimes than legal citizens of this country. Because the last thing they want to do is get in trouble and get deported.
Yeah. Yes. As we're talking right now, I'm trying to find information. I found articles that are all titled, "Can the President Unilaterally Shut Down the Key Functions of the Border?" Biden himself has said on record that he is exploring whether or not he can do it. I have a feeling that Trump didn't do it because he didn't have the guts to do it. Or he probably told, you can't really do this. This is not something that would look good for you to just...
Well, wasn't there, it was called Title 42. Title 42 is a pandemic era policy that virtually closed all avenues for migrants to seek asylum in the U.S., Under Title 42, if an individual presented at the border or came into the U.S., even if they claimed asylum, they were immediately sent back to Mexico or their home country without any of the processing of that asylum claim. So Title 42 was purportedly a public health measure. Once the pandemic was over, the Title 42 powers no longer existed.
Yeah, and well, that's the... I guess my point is... The president, current president, Joe Biden, has said on record that he is looking into whether or not he can do this, whether or not it be supported by the courts. He's looking in to see if he can actually have the power to do what the Republicans are asking him to do. I just don't like this thing of like a president unilaterally
can just do this.
Instead, he's a guy who works with people. He likes committee. He likes collaboration. And for him to just be like one day to sign a piece of paper that says, hey, borders are closed. That's not who he is. And I don't think that would hold up in court.
And is that what we want in the president? Is someone who just unilaterally says, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to do. And if you follow along with some of the arguments happening in front of the Supremes right now, yeah, that is what they want.
Yes. Doesn't sound like, excuse me, it doesn't sound like the acts of a free country. It sounds like a king saying, today I close the borders because I feel like it.
Exactly.
I'm always happy when Gary calls because he's right. He is a conservative. He is a mega fan. He's all those things. But when you ask for the questions, Gary, we're going to give you the answers because the receipts are there. It's pretty simple information out there. I found the breakdown of what we're giving those countries in one search. There might not be the detailed receipts of what you're looking for, but that was a pretty comprehensive breakdown of where that money is going.
A couple of texts that I wanted to get to before we're going to be coming up against the break. Texter listening here in WAUK. This week I subscribed to GovTrack.us to personally watch out for Congress and what sneaky bills they try to pass. Sneaky might be a misnomer. I don't think so. But really, no one who isn't a journalist pays attention. And what I've seen this week alone, there have been over 50 proposals and bills. It's not your job to teach me the processes of government, but these items can contain multiple pieces of legislation, each of which is pages of legalese. Do our politicians fully comprehend every item they vote on? If not, how are they making their vote? That's a really excellent, excellent point. And no, I don't believe all of our elected officials even bother. They have someone read these things for them, and then they write like Cliff's Notes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I also think we need to keep in mind that in many instances, I would imagine that they are told how to vote.
Oh, my gosh. They're told how to vote by the groups that are writing the laws.
Yeah.
Basically. I mean, that's...
Jake from Milwaukee also had a text. Fox has proven to lie to its watchers. You are absolutely right, Jake. They got fined almost a half a billion dollars.
Yeah.
Or almost $1 billion for essentially lying to their audience about the November election.
Yeah.
About Joe Biden's election.
A text that I want to talk to about Robert from Richland Center saying, I believe we do not send Ukraine money. The U.S. buys weapons usually from U.S. companies and sends them actual weapons so they cannot divert money to other uses. That's not entirely true. As I mentioned, $9 billion of that money is going to be economic assistance in the form of forgivable loans. So we will be giving them some money. And it's based on the idea of trust, that they're fighting for their freedom.
And they're our allies.
Yeah, so we do give them some money, but we do give them a lot of equipment.
Mike from Kenosha also texting in, the U.S. is committed to treaties referring to asylum legally bound by law. Make Congress do their job, not by executive power or SCOTUS. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice, Mike, if they would do their jobs? It's just, we're so demanding, Greg.
That's the kind of thing of like executive power to me or executive orders is like, fine, if you won't do it, I guess I'll do it. I'll take out the trash today. I'll mow the lawn because you guys can't get it together. You know, that I think that's my big problem is I don't, even if Joe Biden has the unmitigated power to do so, I don't want him to do it. I want Congress to do it. I want Congress to come up with a solution because it's their job.
That's why we pay them to get things done and accomplished by working together, because ultimately, again, we are all Americans.
Yep. And we also pay these individuals
pretty well.
I know.
I think that's a pretty good
salary.
Pay
me half as much, I'll do Congress job.
Pay me half as much, and I can promise you I will get less done than they're doing now.
Pay me half, give me the health insurance, and a couple of suits. And then I'll be good.
It's a wash.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'll live outside of D.C. I can afford that.
Just a reminder, coming up next hour, Brewers tickets. We have tickets for the Brewers hosting the Yankees this Saturday night at 6:10, so stick around for Brewers trivia coming up at 11:20. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Eagle, 1490 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. Wherever you are listening to Civic Media, Oshkosh, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Amory. You can always join the show at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. A couple of texts that we wanted to get to about the border. Tom texting in, the reason why Trump could close the border completely was because of COVID and the international pandemic. Democrats have put together a plan like Greg and I were talking about. The Republicans don't want to fix the border problem. They want it for a campaign issue. If President Biden would close the border completely through executive order, the Republicans would impeach him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, what I was trying to get on my face earlier was, you know, I understand closing the border for safety in a pandemic. You just want to keep people safe.
Yep.
But I don't hear Republicans saying close the border because of pandemic problems. They don't believe in it anyways. They just want him to close the borders. And Tom's right. If he closed the borders, they'd be like, how dare you?
How dare you step outside of your authority to do this? And it's Congress's job.
Yes.
To make these decisions, right?
That's why I ran for Congress.
Carmela texting in. Good morning, Carmela. Happy Thursday. I'm so relieved the money was finally approved through Congress to Ukraine. It's good to hear the breakdown of where the money is going to other countries and Ukraine especially. It is a valid concern to make sure the money is going where it is supposed to go. Yes, yep.
And
for
that's,
sure.
And that is easy information to find. I Googled it and it came up the top thing on AP and there it was right there. And Carmela is just a wonderful, we'll just say thank you, Carmela.
Oh, Carmela, thank you so. She sent us this incredibly beautiful letter.
Yes.
It made our month.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Actually, 2024 really is sparkling now.
Want to get this in real quickly before we go to the news at the top of the hour. Members of the public weighed in yesterday on a plan spelling out what election observers can and cannot do at Wisconsin polling places. The proposed rule from the WEC, the Elections Commission, comes months before the next presidential election. Unlike poll workers or election officials, this is from WPR, who help run elections, electioners, observers are people who just signed up to watch.
Watch.
They have rights under state law. The same law gives a polling place's chief inspector or clerk some discretion on where you can tell these people can be. The WEC rule would let observers stand as close as 3 feet away, but no closer. It also lets them stand as far as 8 feet away, but no farther.
From the voter or from?
From the voter.
Oh, no. Nope. No.
Opponents, including people who worked as election observers, say the 8-foot range is too far, making it hard to see what's happening in a meaningful way.
No, I don't care. Get away from me. You shouldn't be allowed in the room.
This, again, just feeds into this whole false narrative that our elections are stolen and our elections are inherently corrupt, that we have to have people breathing on fellow voters. When think about what happens when you go to your polling place.
Yeah.
And you have to show your ID, and then they have to find you on the sheet.
I always
find them first. And then another person sitting next to them has to find it on their sheet. There are all kinds of checks and balances. There are. I don't think we need this, but I also think if they don't make some accommodations for these people, then it's going to be, well, obviously you're trying to hide something. But obviously you won't do anything, so obviously you're covering something up.
But the problem I have with that line of thought is the next time they come back and say, we need more freedoms, I need to see their ballot before they vote. I have to put it in the machine because I don't know what they're doing. I have to vote for them. They have to tell me. I know it sounds crazy, but these people are crazy.
Well, and Laura Trump said something pretty disturbing earlier this week. She is, of course, now the co-head of the Republican National Committee.
Trump National Committee.
And she essentially said that we're going to have our members collecting the ballots. What?
No, you will not.
What? We're going to have our guys collecting the ballots from the RNC. I don't think that's how it works.
Once again, I'm gonna do what I've done in the past and say to those who are listening who like the former president, are conservative, how would you feel if someone said, I need to get your ballot first before you vote? I'll put it in the machine for you.
How would you feel if someone from a different political party than yours was the one who's going to be collecting all the ballots?
I mean, to
would that ensure confidence?
To me, freedom is hampered by the mere ask. So I don't care who it is. Would you want to give your ballot over to somebody who isn't the little old lady helping you feed it into the machine and giving the little sticker? No. The level of anger I'm feeling right now, the idea of someone who will exercise what they believe is a right to stand 3 feet away from me while I vote is the most insane, counterproductive, anti-freedom thing I can think of. If there's a problem, there are lawyers usually on call. There are election lawyers on call. You call them and bring somebody down if there's a problem. These are chaperones.
It's intimidation is what it is. Rob from Port Edwards is on the line. Rob, we only got a couple of minutes left. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hi there. I am a poll worker here in Port Edwards. I was in Green Lake when I lived on Green Lake. But in any event, we just went through this latest iteration, and we had folks, it's a very Republican community here, and we had folks come up and they were questioning us left and right on all of our protocols and whatabouts, and they have heard all of these stories and all of these terrible things. And you know what? At the end of the day, after 15 hours of doing this crazy stuff, we all collectively went and looked at each other and said, these people aren't normal. There's something wrong here. And the other folks working with me are our GOP, you know, red vested crazy. But they all are on the same page with myself, which is, this is wrong. We're not doing anything whatsoever other than holding a clean and fair election. So that's my takeaway for the world. There is actually sanity out there, even amongst some of the folks that are a little tilted.
That is wonderful to hear, Rob. Thank you so much
for doing the good work.
Yes, thank you for being a poll worker. We need more of you. And Keep Our Republic, by the way, is a group that we've talked with before. They take people through the process of how our elections work in order to reassure folks things are working the way they're supposed to be working.
And just keep our republic.
News is next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Network. That's what I like about you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On my next show, I welcome brewery owner and classically trained singer Kirk Bangstad and singer Brentley Brehm and host of Civic Media's Max Inc., Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Busted pencils, fully
Light-Lighted Education Talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.